Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In the race for governor of Massachusetts, Sonia Chang Diaz is the Democratic underdog. She's a liberal state senator who's running well behind Attorney General Maura Healey in both fundraising and the polls. But as WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, Chang Diaz has overcome long odds before.
Sonia Chang Diaz says she's running for governor to get big things done, such as tackling climate change and the high cost of housing, childcare, and health care. She says the biggest challenge right now is a lack of urgency from the state's top leaders.
I don't have the most money in this race, and I am not the preferred candidate of the Beacon Hill establishment.
At the state Democratic convention in Worcester this month, Chang Diaz embraced the mantle of a challenger facing an uphill climb with plenty of skeptics.
There's a reason for that. When you spend your career pushing for change, it can make those in power uncomfortable.
As Chang Diaz campaigned in Lowell recently, she paused at a Cambodian restaurant to talk about her life and journey into politics. She described how she and her three sisters were raised by a single mother who worked as a social worker, and money was tight.
She, had to struggle and use creativity to make do with not a lot, which was very formative. She always said, and I think she's right, that they ought to put poor people in charge of budgets because nobody knows how to stretch a dollar, like people who have had to live, on a small income.
She says her mother moved the family to Newton so her daughters could attend good schools. She says that's when they realized they were different. Unlike most of their fellow students, Chang Diaz and her sisters were not well off. Here's Chang Diaz's oldest sister, Liz Kinsella.
It was hard being a part of a community and really not having a lot of shared experiences. You know, we didn't go skiing. We didn't go to Florida. So there was this, I'm sure Sonia used this word, this otherness, this feeling of like being apart but not really belonging.
She says the sisters also stood out because of their multi-ethnic background. Their mother was white from Montana, while their father, Franklin Chang Diaz, came from Costa Rica and was the grandson of Chinese refugees. He became NASA's first immigrant Latino astronaut. But both sisters credit their mother for making sacrifices to ensure they received a good education. Again, Liz Kinsella.
You know, I'll be eternally grateful. I went into education, Sonia went into education. Like, clearly that message hit home for us.
I never forgot that education had made and would make a huge difference in my life trajectory. And I wanted to pay that debt forward.
Paying that debt forward meant becoming a teacher in Boston and Lynn, where Chang Diaz taught social studies for more than a year. But she says she confronted systemic problems too big for one teacher to solve.
Kids come into school in the dead of winter without a winter coat. Never enough paper in the supply closet. Too many kids on each teacher's roster to really do right by them. Just seeing the way that the system ground down, new and idealistic teachers like me. Those are problems that needed to be solved from a policy level.
So Chang Diaz left teaching for politics. She shared the story with a politics class at UMass Lowell just recently.
All right, you guys, I'm caffeinated. I started my morning at Rude Awakening here in Lowell. You guys wake?
As she told the students, in 2008, Chang Diaz defeated State Senator Diane Wilkerson, an eight-term incumbent, by just 213 votes. She became the first Latina and the first Asian American elected to the state Senate. One Boston newspaper called her victory a primary night shocker.
My first election that I won. I was a long shot candidate. People said, that'll never happen. You'll never win.
Now 44, she credits a pair of young campaign volunteers who knocked on hundreds of doors for that first victory. And she says it shows that change is possible.
State. So that's why I'm in it. And I hope you will decide to be too. All right, we'll see you guys out on the campaign trail. Walk in your power, all right?
As a young lawmaker, Chang Diaz remained focused on education.
We must act with urgency. Let's enact this bill into law before the start of the next school year. Yes.
In 2019, she successfully sponsored legislation to boost education funding by $1.5 billion. State Senator John Kennedy of Lowell calls it a game changer for working class communities like his. And it's among the reasons he supports Chang Diaz for governor.
Helping working families is really important. You know, she's exactly what people need in the Commonwealth. And I think she's, you know, in many ways might be a stronger governor than the Attorney General. You know, she's tenacious on issues that she believes in, which I think is important.
Some other progressives agree, including Jonathan Cohn, policy director for Progressive Massachusetts, which endorsed Chang Diaz.
She's been like a major leader on a number of the marquee progressive victories in recent sessions, where she's been somebody who really did go to bat for those issues.
Cohn says Chang Diaz has been a leader on education, transgender rights, criminal justice reform, and police accountability. And unlike Maura Healey, Chang Diaz supports other big progressive goals, including single-payer health care and debt-free public college. Here she is at the state Democratic convention earlier this month.
When I am elected governor, we won't just talk about these ideas in our platform. We will make them the policies of our Commonwealth.
But to become governor, Chang Diaz first has to beat Maura Healey in the Democratic primary. And Healey has both a commanding lead in the polls and millions in her campaign account. She's also won two statewide elections and built a wide network of supporters, including Moses Rodriguez, a city councilor in Brockton.
I was committed to her as the attorney general, and this woman has done a ton of work for this community. That's why we're behind her. You know, Sonia's a great human being, but I believe right now, Maura is probably the best person for us to have as a governor of this Commonwealth.
Chang Diaz knows that she faces a big challenge, but she says Massachusetts voters have rewarded come-from-behind grassroots campaigns in the past, including her own Senate victory. If she pulls off another win, she says she knows she can make a big difference as governor.
I'm not running for office to nibble around the edges. We need to follow our conviction when we talk about making this a state where working families can really thrive.
Chang Diaz says for too long, working families in Massachusetts have had to settle for crumbs. Now she says it's time to ensure they get the whole meal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.